This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour, the Good Day program continuing in your ear, in your head, in your mind, in your life. That's good, right? We influence a lot of people, and that's a good thing. I like to be influential, and I like to have you be influential as well. So share thoughts. We just posted something about electric cars you might want to check out on all of our social media at Goodwill. Let's go to the Goodwill store and do a survey, right? GoodDayNetworks.com. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here at the ready, thinking about moving forward, right? Moving forward, trying to figure out what direction you want to be moving in this week, this day, this hour, this minute. And maybe you can get there. Maybe you're ready to get there. Maybe you can't quite get there yet, but keep trying. It's kind of all good when you focus on the future and you think in your mind, okay, this is how I'd like this circumstance to end up. I met somebody that I really like and I want to go steady. Does anybody use that term anymore? Going steady?
Is go steady? No.
Outmoded?
No, I don't believe. Not since the 50s, possibly?
Oh, no. No. No.
Not that's no. Something I grew up with. And I've been old for a long time. It's not. Yeah, I don't think it's a new phrase. No.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's get ready to talk about baseball. Or why don't we never mind get ready to talk about baseball. And I've planned to pay attention. Baseball is best on the radio. That's number one. Number two, looking at the official opening date, which is this Thursday, the 28th, when all of the 30 Major League Baseball clubs are going to be playing. It gets a little earlier each year, and that's okay, because it kind of feels like when it happens, it's spring. They call them the boys of spring, right? Or the boys of summer, boys. Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, it seems to me, Jennifer, that the Dodgers went to Korea, didn't they, last week to play?
They actually started the season with the Padres already, so they've already played. The Dodgers and the Padres have played 2 regular season games so far.
And how'd they do?
Dodgers won 1 and the Padres won 1.
Oh, so that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Better that way. And then there's the Mexico City Series, the Astros versus the Rockies. That'll be later in April. And then the Mets and the Phillies go to London, don't they, for a weekend? And so that means
that might
baseball.
Be. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it is.
They're spreading it around.
Yes, exactly. Spreading it all around. All right, so let's, I've oftentimes during this hour of the program, in this particular day, in this particular time, try to focus on some of the things that we talked about last week. Actually, we had a very busy Friday last week when we did the talk radio review and the countdown. So I never got to some of the comments from social media, the things that people were following, the people that were worried about whatever and whoever. I noticed there were a number of people. I felt really out of it, Jay, because I hadn't followed this Riley Strain thing. And I feel like I was out of it. You know, you can't follow everything. You can't know everything. You can't be everywhere. But that feels like something in like the after effect of it. I should have known more about it. One of the ladies.
He was a college student on spring break. Spring break and therefore an event with some of his fraternity brothers.
Right.
He was at Luke Bryan's bar, ended up getting kicked out, and then pretty much went missing. And there was a lot of the different video surveillance trying to track his whereabouts and everything. There was one video that showed him seemingly okay and running. He fell. He hit his head pretty hard, and when he gets up, he's stumbling. There's another video where he was closer to the river where he was stumbling. I believe the hotel that he and his friends were staying at was across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, they, after, what was it, about a week and a half, they did find his body about 8 miles down the river.
So one of the ladies that commented on that said, as a parent of children that could have been this story, this hurts. Yeah, it certainly does. Parents mm-hmm. are all concerned about stuff. Then this lady goes on to say, politics and politics and politics. She referred to it as bull that will go on forever. You know, I think you're right about that. Let's see here. Mr. Wood says, excuse me, that the whole Trump thing is insanely wrong. Democrats don't think it can't happen to them. They're mistaken. This is something I do agree with him on, that New York City has become a wasteland of corruption. The DA there is corrupt as corrupt could be, in my, at least that's my read for it. And then firefighters were being reprimanded for booing Letitia James. You have to fill me in on that one. I don't know if they, you know, again,
they were chanting for Trump, and they were booing her because she's the one that went after
him with that dumb
real estate lawsuit. And
right.
so
okay.
they were booing.
I knew it was her, but I didn't realize.
And then people were upset that they booed. You know, how dare they be so disrespectful? Well, it probably fits both ways, I guess.
This, right. And this person says what a disgrace politics and greed has turned people into. Yeah. Let's see here. Sam Johnson said, do we have laws only used for Trump? That's kind of a ridiculous statement. Colleen, although he has been singled out, I think, in some of the circumstances, and I point to the New York thing as well. Colleen says, wondering how you could be such a great supporter of Kennedy. He's a scary dude. This is the... he's elected, we're all screwed. Okay, well, you know what? We're screwed now. Because Biden has made a mess of things. If Trump gets in, if he's not going to learn to keep his mouth shut, so he'll alienate everybody, even though he's got good ideas. So, you know, at least Kennedy kind of is a fresh face, a fresh point of view, a fresh place to go. And so that's kind of why I like him. And you don't like him. Yeah, I'm not going to not like you because you may vote for somebody that I'm not going to vote for. What is there in somebody's thinking that they don't like somebody because they voted for? Like Jennifer, do you not like the people that vote for Joe Biden just because they voted for Joe Biden?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, I love the people. I do question their decision making.
Why did I ask that question? Right.
I'm kidding. Mom voted for Joe Biden. I absolutely love my mom. I adore her.
But I think your mom is sweet.
I do question their decision making at this point, especially now that we've seen him in action, or lack of action. But I don't think she's saying that she doesn't like you if you vote for Kennedy. I think what she's saying is, you know, whoa, Kennedy. Maybe. I don't know that that's a personal attack. There are plenty of those floating around, to be fair.
Yes, there are.
So that's why. Yeah.
All right, so here's another question that we asked. In your political opinion, do you feel a third-party vote is wasted? Please explain. Let's see here. Is this Carrie Peters? When you know it's a close race between two candidates, your vote for either candidate is super important. If there truly was a lot of momentum for a third-party candidate, and it was close, absolutely it could make a difference. But it's not usually the case. But that's not the case this year, Carrie, because that is the case this year. They're all pretty evenly, especially among people under the age of 35, it's almost a dead heat. 30% here, 30%
there. Kennedy's going to get 12% of the vote. And so maybe, if he's lucky, 12% across the board. So
how can you say that when the election...
Spoiler.
Wait a minute. What happens if Trump... Is for what? Let's just say hypothetically, Trump can't run; that he gets taken out by whatever the exercise is that people are using to get him out, whether it's legit or it's not legit. There are a couple of scenarios where he could be in jail. Now he could still run, and he could still win, and he could pardon himself. I suppose maybe that would, but under the circumstances, I'm being hypothetical here, and maybe that's a waste of time. But anyway. Let's see here. Jim Mancuso says, if third party stands zero chance of remotely being elected, and we all know this, then the answer is yes, it's stupid. The question is, again, do you feel the third party vote is wasted? Jay says, yes, I'm a libertarian, and it took a lot of work for our candidate to appear on the ballot. Yeah, because the Republicans and the Democrats is going to screw you over. Greg says, in the sense that the third-party candidate basically has zero chance of being elected. Wait a minute. Did I just do that? I did. I thought that was Jay. No. John says, yes. Again, the question is, do you think it's a wasted vote? Because with few exceptions, third-party candidates are nothing but spoilers. Anyway, thank you for that input. There's more input. Today, the question that we placed before you, should gas-powered cars be phased out. Did you get that posted yet, Jay?
Yep, it's up there.
It's there, yeah. Okay, now let's move to one of our favorite characters, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Jennifer, you're not responsible for her. But I find it interesting. There are many things about Marjorie Taylor Greene that I like. She's got a lot of chutzpah. I think Mike Johnson has been doing quite a good job. That's me looking at it. And I didn't think that Marjorie Taylor Greene was a member of that right-wing, what's the caucus called? Excuse me. What's that
group called? The Freedom Caucus.
The Freedom Caucus, right. Is she a member of that?
No, but this doesn't have a lot to do with that. It's about the budget that Johnson signed nobody likes. And most Republicans don't. And most Republicans just went ahead and held their nose and voted for it. But a lot of the stuff that was funded in this budget, including Planned Parenthood, including things that Mike Johnson said he wouldn't vote for, he voted for. And so that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene came forward, because he had made promises that...
But he couldn't keep them and get a deal.
Well, this is the problem, is that then those promises need to stop getting made. Because what happens is that with such a closely divided Congress, and more close by the day, because you've got Mike Gallagher, who's leaving Congress, I think, this week. I mean, it's going to be separated by one vote in the next couple of weeks. And so
Gallagher going?
He's leaving. I don't know why he's leaving early. He's resigning, probably as a stick it to you for calling him out for some choices that he made about votes. So, I think that there's a lot of hurt feelings. So I think what we need to do is that we need to stop making promises that we can't keep, because when that happens, then this chaos happens.
Yeah, plenty of chaos, that's for sure. How many people, they're going to go through every member of the Republican Party speaker by the time they're done.
Like,
18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
But the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show, is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934, I think, that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour now, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn on Good Day. It's social media time in this portion. It seems like just 5 minutes ago we were talking about Bob Dylan. No, it wasn't Bob Dylan. Was it Bob Dylan? No, it was Simon and Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it all seems to be a blur sometimes when you're working with so much information. So that's what social media does. It's great until it's not. And there's a lot of great stuff that we can all learn. There are a lot of things you can participate in, good for your brain. And then there's a lot of crap. And speaking of that, although I don't know whether Donald Trump's social media company is, because personally, I've never been on it. Jennifer, I'm suspecting that you've probably been on it.
Yeah, it's very similar to Twitter.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And you mean in content as well as presentation?
Well, obviously, it's a lot more conservative and much more political. You know, on Twitter, you can still see non-political stuff, and you see a lot of walks of life on Twitter. Right. But this is definitely more of like a conservative version of Twitter dealing primarily with politics.
Yeah. Interesting how, this is an aside, when Donald Trump was a Democrat, he was not conservative at all. It's interesting how, and I don't say that he did this for convenience sake, because there are a lot of people who feel that he has done it that way, but a lot of people change as they get older,
they
become more conservative.
Well, I still don't think he's a conservative. That's why I think he had to have Mike Pence kind of come in as like that guarantee that the conservatives in 2016 that he'd be conservative enough. Remember, he was the first pro-gay marriage president that ever walked into the White House on day one.
Yeah.
Obama wasn't. Anyway, nobody else was.
So his social media company is going to the stock market. I think it's this week, as a matter of fact. The shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation, which is a shell company, is merging. This happens all the time, by the way, in case you don't know how the stock market works. Somebody like Trump or somebody who's got a new business that has great potential, and rather than going public, they will merge with somebody who already is public because the process of filing is unbelievably difficult. And so instead of starting from scratch, you find some company that isn't worth much, and you merge with it. And I think that means that Trump's media and technology group, the social networking site Truth Social, is going to trade on the NASDAQ probably either later this week or sometime next week. And Trump owns most of the stock, 79 million shares. Multiply that by the closing stock price on Friday of Digital World, the acquisition corporation, was $36.94, and the stake could be worth $3 billion. So That's what the speculation is in social media, not only about this tool, but if he has $3 billion, why can't he leverage that to get the bond for New York?
Because he needs it today. Yeah, and he needs it today.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. It's just it was such a short amount of time.
Well, but if it's going public, he ought to be able to go to a bank or some private lender, some guy, you know, that he knows that'll give him hard money. He's going to pull something out of the hat, I think, today. I just don't see him not.
But he said he was close, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised that Elon Musk hasn't put up a Twitter poll of, like, should I give the money or not? I'll do whatever you say. And then people vote yes, and then he does do it. Like, how has that not happened yet?
Yeah, there's too much beside. It's just, there's too much going on here. There's too much at play. For this not to be something that by the end of the day is like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. So, anyway, so he'll be the controlling stockholder. This just shows you again, using the social media company as an example of him being clever. And I think it is him, although he has a lot of people around him who are clever. I'm not saying they're smart, they're clever. And he's very clever when it comes to stuff like this. So I think you're going to see something. Again, we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's the story with the social media company, Truth Social.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store, and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar, and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic, and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code omahasteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. omahasteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The trial for former President Trump's New York hush money case is set to start next month. Jury selection is scheduled to begin on April 15th, despite defense attempts to postpone or dismiss the case, which were rejected by the judge. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following the U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the decision Monday, stating that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash was rejected in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Ron Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
You complete me. And I just had...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
I want to cry when I hear that myself. That's from Jerry Maguire, if you don't remember. Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger. That was a great scene. It was a great movie. The stuff that Tom Cruise has been in, and immediately what comes into my mind, ladies, Jay Kirshner is here and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program, is the scene during A Few Good Men where Demi Moore is a second lawyer on the team, and Tom Cruise is leading the charge trying to get these two guys off, and they've had an argument, and so Demi Moore storms out in the rainstorm, and Tom Cruise chases her down the street in his old Chevy. You remember that scene? All right, I'm going to do it. I'll put him on the stand. Remember that line? That's another great line from one of the Tom Cruise movies. Okay, boys and girls, here we are.
As much as his like personal decisions are sometimes strange, the guy really works hard on his movies. He's really good.
Yeah, he is.
He puts
He's
out
great.
Fun stuff to watch. Like, yeah, I'm yeah, a big fan of Night and Day and Rock of Ages, Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah.
Rock of Ages.
But he is just fantastic in anything he does.
All right, let's make the minds of our listeners ring with some things about small cities. I did a little, because I was reading these sort of, when I'm on the plane, I read all kinds of stuff. And I had a long ride. I had 2 6-hour rides in 24 hours, so I had plenty of time to read about things like the big, small cities. The big, small cities that offer still a sense of small-town community, and yet they have big city resources. There are a number of these cities. But it seems the number one, this is, we're heard down in Northport, Florida, which is the number one up-and-coming small city, according to any number of resources when you put it together. Population is growing fast. They have new housing units going up fast. The median household income is going up fast. So you wonder, okay, when you focus on a city like that and point out the good stuff and tell her, oh, this is great, why don't you go down there? Do we spoil it? And think about the cities in Florida and Texas especially that have shown a lot of potential, a lot of growth. Austin comes to mind as far as Texas is concerned, but there are other smaller cities that are sort of to the east and south of there in Texas. There are a lot of housing developments going on, new businesses. But another place that has attracted a lot of attention is Kissimmee, down at Disney World.
Such a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great name. Kissimmee. Woo-hoo. Now, can you spell that like Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I? Can you spell it Kissimmee?
I can't.
Oh, come on, Jennifer. Don't be a killjoy. Jay, you want to show Jennifer up?
K-I-S-S-I-M-M-E-E, and then you just run out of letters.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the same, like,
one more.
That's right.
Sing-songy it's, that Mississippi has.
No. There's two S's, two M's, and two E's in Kissimmee, Florida. Anyway, some of the cities that are moving up. All right, some people in the news to talk about. Lots of coverage, lots of conversation, lots of wondering, lots of moaning and groaning, a lot of good energy sent to Kate Middleton. And what kind of cancer does she have, though? Is that clear?
No one knows.
No. Okay. And was there too much drama around it because people started asking questions? And
people are just awful. People were questioning whether it was actually her that was out in public. Annie Cohen's getting a ton of heat because he was saying that it wasn't really her. And it kind of, Stephen Colbert was another one. And they sort of, it's Jon Stewart. But a lot of people are just saying that she was forced into having to make a statement, which she did. And then it's this really sad cancer diagnosis, which she's got young kids. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Now, what do you feel? Well, what kind of a boob does that, right? I mean, think about it. How do you feel, you big BSers? Right?
After the fact, it makes sense why she waited, because she even says it. She even said it in her speech and in talking about it all. She has young children. She wanted to make sure that her children understood everything that was going on before they went public. But also, they announced it and made it public just as her kids were getting out of school for the Easter break. So they're not immediately being thrown into the environment where everybody's talking about it. They have a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, to help them along.
Yeah.
I think really the most important thing are those children. I mean, think about the rumors. Prince William killed the guy that who just committed suicide, the royal. They said that. This poor guy's dealing with his dad having cancer. The fact that he may be closer to becoming king than ever because his father is sick. His wife is sick. I mean, holy smokes.
His father's a lot sicker than it's being made out to be.
That's a lot of pressure, and I think you're right. I mean, I don't think that they're coming out and saying exactly what's going on with either of them because... Clearly, if it were something that was very easy, they'd be celebrating the fact that it was easy. And they're not saying what kind of cancer it is. And with Kate, you figure if it's abdominal, I mean, it could be stomach, it could be colon, it could be ovarian. These are not great cancers that you want to choose from. I mean, it's,
and preventative chemotherapy that they use doesn't work, frankly. That
scary.
Doesn't, Yeah, it is kind of scary.
I just I feel badly for them because there is so much pressure, and the tabloids in the UK are just brutal.
Awful.
And then you get ding dong Americans here saying all kinds of stupid stuff, and I don't know, all of the rumors going on social media spreading like wildfire.
All right, thanks to Jay for straightening me out on Riley Strain, because I wasn't a follower of that episode. And so he has been found, and so the story is over, I guess. But this is kind of a weird thing in Nashville. You know the scene. You know the bar and the circumstances there. So this captured national attention because this guy just seemed to disappear into thin air, right?
Yeah, which unfortunately I think anywhere, not just Nashville, anywhere that has an active nightlife scene right next to a river, a lot of times this does happen. He was missing for so long. There was kind of this video trail of trying to figure out his whereabouts. A police officer, body cam footage, even showed an interaction with him, and he didn't seem belligerently drunk. There are allegations that he was kicked out of the bar because he might have been too drunk, but then questioning, was he overserved at that bar? Stuff like that. Why was he alone? Why didn't any of his friends go with him? It's absolutely heartbreaking. And you can get, there was a video where he was running, he seemed fine, and then he falls and he hits his head pretty hard. And then when he gets up, that's when he starts stumbling, and it's questionable, did he have a head injury from that fall, or was he stumbling because too much alcohol? I'm sure, of course, the autopsy will say what his blood alcohol level was, but it just still is a situation that shouldn't have happened, and it unfortunately happens too often for people.
And I think when it's boys, so girls are pretty good about sticking with each other. I don't know that I like, saying that the bars should have known. I mean, the bars are busy, and it's hard for that to always be the clear case about whether someone's being overserved or not, because we don't know what the situation is. Were other people buying them? You just don't know. But one thing that's nice is when you have a friends group, typically when they're girls, the girls stick with one another, usually. Guys are so stupid when they drink, and it becomes, I don't know. They don't stick with each other like girls do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also they think they can do it themselves. They think, oh, no, I'll be fine. Because I think he did say, one of the friends, I believe, was saying that he did say, I'll just meet you all at the hotel room. And then when the friends got back to the hotel room, he wasn't there. And another thing with people, unfortunately, falling into rivers and dying and stuff, it happens to men more often than women because of they have to use the restroom.
Right. Yeah.
And they pee into the river, and then they fall in.
Great. Right. Never thought about
always
that.
Stick together.
That's a really interesting perspective on that, Jay. And I don't mean it to sound facetious. That's a very, very interesting perspective on that.
It happened with not somebody on spring break, but a local here in Cleveland that was out with friends and ended up being found a few days later in the Cuyahoga River. It's just, unfortunately, it happens, and it is absolutely awful. These poor parents, how many people have children of spring break-going age? And you worry about your kids all the time, but the fact of the matter is, if they're legally adults, you can't control anything. You don't know what could happen.
Yep. All right, next name in the news is Carl Wagoner, not related to Porter Wagoner, I don't think, and not related to country music. This is a 59-year-old elementary school principal arrested after posting online ads asking teenage girls to go skinny dipping with him. What a dumbass.
Thank goodness he is dumb enough to post an ad on
it. Jeez. Unbelievable. Hi, He is the principal of Four Peaks Elementary School in Apache Junction, Arizona.
What is wrong with people?
He posted some detective posted a post as a 14-year-old girl and posted some pictures to get Wagoner, on the hook and into sexually inappropriate conversations, discussing sexual acts. What a disgusting piece of crap. And he's an elementary school principal. That reminds me, Jay, you and I were talking, or I think you and Jennifer, when I was eavesdropping, about this star with lewd pictures that you were... Who was that? That we probably ought to bring that up to date.
Oh, Drake Bell, the Nickelodeon star.
Yeah, what's that story?
There's the documentary, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV Shows. It's a, I believe, what, it's a four-part series? I haven't checked it out yet. It's on my to-watch list, but Jennifer and James, you both.
Yeah, I watched two episodes so far.
Mm-hmm. We've watched three. And in the third episode,
why did you watch them? What is there about it that's attractive or interesting?
Well, so it's really interesting to learn about all the behind-the-scenes things that are happening in children's television, because that's what it's really all about. It's,
and these are ones we grew up with.
Yeah.
These are our
childhood,
This
is my childhood that I was watching from the early aughts all the way to the 2010s. And all
and these guys are all pigs?
In the show, there are two pedophiles that were arrested during casting and during, like, recording and everything. Two pedophiles recorded on the same set that were arrested within 4 months of each other. And Drake Bell came forward and said that one of these pedophiles molested him at 15 years old. Which is absolutely traumatizing for anyone, nevertheless, a 15-year-old. But it really exposes the amount of, you know, danger that there is for child actors on these types of sets. And it's
even
something.
Even though the parents are there, but the parents are told to just, like, don't make trouble because then your kid won't be a big star.
Right.
Yeah, they blacklist the kid.
It's something that's been theorized on the Nickelodeon sets for years and years because Dan Schneider always has, like, these weird, like, mannerisms about him, but it finally has all come to light.
I think people get hired. What happened to regular guys like us? Why don't we get hired? What are these people? These perverts come into the scenario. Good God.
Well, the thing with Drake Bell, he was in the news a few years ago because of having inappropriate conversations with somebody underage who that underage person told him that she was of age. He didn't realize she was underage, and he owned up to everything.
Great. All right. There's that one. Food for thought. 48 after here on Good Day.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour, the Good Day program. Monday brings us into the focus of your car, and Nicholas J. Miles, who is our auto... What's the J stand for, by the way? I never asked you.
John, but I only usually get that name when I'm in trouble.
Ah, really?
Policeman or my mother, okay. to use the full name.
Okay. Not anything. It's a... Well, it doesn't have anything to do with Nick, and especially in the automotive world. So you're headed to New York this week for the New York Auto Show, and I would like to have what you think are going to be the highlights. What really does happen? We hear these things, the Cleveland Auto Show, the Chicago Auto Show, the L.A. Auto Show. What happens at these shows? What's the real? Is the promotion, selling cars? What goes on?
Yeah, the four big shows in the United States are Chicago, Detroit, New York, and L.A. Those are the four sort of major shows. Each sort of one's in January, then there's the spring, the end of the summer, and then the fall. And so these shows really are consumer shows. All auto shows were started in the northeast of the U.S. Mm-hmm. in the winter when people just didn't want to go car shopping from dealerships.
February, Washington Day, right? The car business, by the way, in January this year, I was told by my friends who are in the car business, was awful. And it's picked up substantially this month. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And auto shows do help that. It's just really a place where consumers are able to go and check every brand. There's traditionally no salespeople at these auto shows.
Really?
Even though they're put on by dealer. Yeah, they're put on by dealer associations, but they're not allowed to sell cars. They're only allowed to get your information, and then you have to come to the dealership later. So it's the only place in the world where you get to go and you get to try five or six different cars next to each other. You know, do I fit in the back, the third row? Does my luggage fit in? Is there enough room for the dog? Is there enough room for the kids' hoggy stuff? What if we have to take grandma? You know, those type of things. How do you get in and out of everything? How does this work? How does that work? So it's a really great place to measure things and for people to actually get the touch, the feel, the ergonomics of a vehicle. Now, it's turned into more of a fanfare event. So big automakers are releasing cars and having press days and press releases. Although that's waned since the pandemic. So, for instance, this week there's a new G-Wagon coming out, but Mercedes aren't at the New York Auto Show. They did it separately. They had everybody.
That's the box, right?
Yeah. That's the box? The German box, yeah. The German box that cost you around $200,000. That's what used to happen. It used to happen at the shows, but now car companies are doing it around. Genesis is doing an event off-site. They're doing something in New York, but not at the show. So the shows are still sort of used somewhat, but car companies don't want to pay the money. I got a quote from a friend of mine at a car company. It cost them $148 to put out every chair for the media on press days versus buying the chairs and doing it themselves. So that was just the rental fee. That was just the people they had to pay, $148 per seat. And you have 200 journalists there, the prices start to climb.
Wow. Yunga bunga. So in terms of, I don't think people know, I don't think I've ever asked you, and I determined over the weekend, I was looking at something and your CV came up. How much you do on television, the kinds of things that you're doing, because a lot of people watch you on TV, and I've never talked to you about that and never promoted it properly. So what is it that you do? How do you fill the void in TV?
So I do a show on Fox Sports, which is usually based around the auto show. So we look at what's new. It's an hour-long show. I'm not the only host of the show. Then I do weekly reports for most. I think I cover 68% of the country. So, for instance, in New York, it's WPIX. In LA, it's KTLA. You know, every city I'm on their big station, usually in that city. And I'm really showing people what's going on, but talking about things. Why aren't people buying electric cars? What's wrong with them? How the charging infrastructure is broken? What are the government doing to give people money back? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? What are the least expensive cars, the most expensive cars? Opulence, the $28 million Rolls Royces, those type of things. Just to give people a complete sort of surround of what's going on in the automotive industry and what buyers are thinking, what laws are changing, those type of things, because it's too much information for most people to gather. And my idea is just give it to you all and let you digest it, very much like the Good Day program with Doug Stanley.
Thank you. Jay, what's the question we have up on our social media? About
whether or not gas-powered vehicles should become obsolete.
Ah, there we go.
Continue them or not?
Try that one out, right.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.